Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once a week, only on Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is the pros and cons of real estate investing. But before we get started, just want to touch base with all you old dogs out there and you young pups as well. Just want to make sure you guys are doing okay. Man, there's just certainly a lot going on around the country and a lot of things that we got to keep our eyes on and be diligent as good real estate investors. There are some proposed changes you may have heard about to retirement accounts and the taxation of retirement accounts. So that and discussions about changes with 1031 exchanges and some other things. So keep your eyes on the news so that you can be a wise investor and know what's ahead. But otherwise, keep charging forward, guys. I'm hearing some great stories about people that are still crushing it out there. So keep moving forward. Whatever you do, don't be discouraged by a lot of the stuff that's going on out there. Be diligent and be smart. You know what signs to look for to slow down or stop or what may be necessary. But either way, I just want to encourage you. Hey, let's move on to our tip of the week. Organized real estate investors are always winners. This one, I think it's an important topic. In the end, the bottom line is that organization will make or break a new real estate investor. New real estate investors who are organized will always come up as winners. By organization, I mean consolidating as much as possible so that it's all in the same place and can be accessed anywhere and anytime. Market research data, property reports, closing statements, tenant leases, all of those things should be all easily stored in a place that you can get to, and you could store it in the cloud. That's one very viable way to do it and know that you can always get to it. Online financial real estate management tools are used by organized investors to accurately calculate and forecast income, expenses, and net cash flow. Solid organization helps generate strong ROIs, return on investments, while disorganized investors quickly find themselves losing money. It's also much easier to attract outside investors if you can show to them you're organized and efficient. And if somebody asks for a document, a financial document, boom, you should be able to produce it and show them that you are organized and you track everything that you're doing. Trust me, this will be a game changer. Well, that is it for our tip of the week. Let's move on to our main topic, the pros and cons of real estate investing. Now, I know this is kind of a weird one to do. Obviously, this is a real estate investing show here, but it is, I think it's important to know both sides, but it's also important if you're an investor to know all the reasons why you're investing in real estate and what makes it so good. Diversifying your investment portfolio is essential. If you put all your eggs in one basket, you could suffer a total loss in the blink of an eye. But when you invest some funds in the stock market, other funds and bonds or ETFs, and diversify some in real estate, you can increase your chances of higher earnings and fewer losses. Many people avoid real estate investments because they think they are scary or need a lot of money to invest. Neither is accurate. And to reassure you, here are some good reasons why real estate is a good investment all the time. these pros right here are the top reasons that I would say to people if anyone asks you why you invest in real estate. Number one, you can leverage your investment. There aren't too many other investments that allow you to invest in assets worth much more than you have to invest. For example, if you have $10,000 to invest in the stock market, you can usually buy just $10,000 worth of stock, right? The exception is if you invest on margin, perhaps, where you're basically borrowing, but you must be an accredited investor with a high net worth to make that happen. With real estate, you can put down a fraction of the home's cost or the property's cost. For example, let's say you found a home for $100,000. If you put down $10,000, chances are you could find a loan to finance the rest as long as you have good credit and stable income. With that, it means you invest just 10% of the asset's value and own it. Then, over the years, you pay the mortgage down, you'll hold more of the investment, increasing your rate of return not only by paying the mortgage down, but also with the natural appreciation of real estate expenses. I mean, that's a big thing in itself. $10,000, you own a $100,000 property. Pretty good leverage. Another, you can use the equity to increase your real estate portfolio. A favorite way to use an investment property's equity is to grow your real estate portfolio. For example, let's say you have $50,000 in equity in your home, okay? Now, you can refinance the mortgage on it, take out $50,000, and use it as a down payment on your next property. Depending on the value of your properties, you may even be able to pay cash for future properties, increasing your portfolio and the equity that much faster. Number three, you can force appreciation. Unlike stocks or bonds, you can force the real estate to appreciate. Now, you can't do that with stocks. I know it sounds weird, but it's possible. First, know that real estate appreciates naturally. On average, real estate appreciates 3 to 5% a year without you doing anything except maintaining the home. But you can increase the rate of appreciation by making key renovations or repairs. Not all renovations increase a home's value, though. So if you're making renovations to increase its value, work with a licensed appraiser or real estate agent, or even somebody an experienced flipper who knows the value of certain types of renovations to find out the best, most valuable renovations you should make. You won't get a dollar-for-dollar return on your investments, but some renovations can pay you back as much as 80 to 90% of the money invested. The renovations don't have to be major either. Of course, adding a room or finishing a basement will add more value than simple cosmetic renovations, but even minor kitchen and bathroom upgrades can drastically affect a home's worth. Number four, you'll get tax benefits. Like any business owner, real estate investors can take advantage of many tax write-offs. But while it's an investment, when you own a home and rent it out, you run a business. It becomes a business at that point. You are a landlord. As the business owner, you can often write off the following expenses: the mortgage interest paid on the loan, origination points paid on the loan, maintenance expenses, depreciation spread out over 27.5 years, real estate taxes, homeowners insurance, and HOA dues. Not to mention any kind of, you know, major repairs or maybe upgrades that you do. Always, though, talk to your tax advisor before assuming you can write expenses off. But know that investing in real estate is a benefit. When you invest in stocks or bonds, you can only write off your capital losses if you sell the asset for less than you paid for it. So the tax advantages are key. Number five, you can earn regular cash flow. This is what we love here because cash flow is king, right? If you buy and hold real estate, you can earn monthly cash flow renting it out, and this increases the profits from owning real estate since you aren't relying only on the appreciation, but the monthly rental income. It may seem overwhelming to buy rental properties, find quality tenants, and manage the property, but there are many available options to help you. You can always hire a property manager to manage your property, and you know, you have to pay something, a 7 to 10% of the monthly income for this service, but it's well worth it. Of course, there's always the risk of tenants defaulting or vacating the home early, but you know, there's risk with every investment. Without risk, there can't be a reward. Number six, you may feel financially secure. There's not much to feel secure about when you invest in the market. But as 2020 showed, it can change in the blink of an eye. One minute you have a significant investment, and the next you've lost everything. When you invest in real estate long term, you know you have an appreciating asset. It may go through hills and valleys, losing some value along the way, but housing usually bounces back if you hold on to it long enough. Many people invest in real estate to supplement their retirement income. Whether you own the property while you're retired, earning the monthly rental cash flow to supplement your income, or sell a property you've owned for many years once your investment and you've made a profit, you're always going to increase your income in your retirement. Some people feel more secure knowing their money is invested in a safe, tangible asset, real estate, rather than leaving it liquid in a cash account or investing it in the stock market. Number seven, there are many ways to invest in real estate. If buying real estate and renting it out is too stressful for you, there are many other ways to invest in real estate, including buying an undervalued property, flipping it, and selling it, which is fix and flip. You can also flip raw land. Be a wholesaler working as the middleman between motivated sellers and a network of buyers. Use house hacking, which means you buy a, let's say, 1 to 4 unit property, live in one unit, and rent out the other units using the rental cash flow to cover your mortgage. Now, granted, you are still a landlord there, but you can always move out of that unit after, you know, a fixed period of time, and it'll just be an income property for you. It'd still be a landlord, but it's still, at least you're there managing it, makes it a little bit easier. You can invest in REITs, real estate investment trusts. You can invest in mortgage deeds and trusts, liens, lease options, or you can own an Airbnb. And that's just some of the things that you can do to invest in real estate. Number eight, you can pass real estate down to your heirs. If you want to leave a legacy behind but don't think cash is a good idea, passing down real estate can be even better. Not only will your heirs receive an income-producing asset, but it's also an appreciating asset. So they can either keep the property and let the legacy continue or sell it and earn profits. Number nine, protection from inflation. Inflation is something to keep an eye out in any market, but especially in today's market where inflation's going crazy. The good thing about real estate investing is that it's generally a fantastic hedge against inflation because it holds intrinsic value. It is in limited supply and it is a yielding asset. Apartments with popular suburban climates often have a huge draw for students and young families, especially due to the safety, cost of living, and access to resources in the area. The higher the demand, the more likely the investment is to feature a solid hedge against inflation. It's that easy. But that's just some of the good stuff. Let's hear about some of the bad stuff. What are the downsides of investing in real estate? Like any investment, there are pros and cons to investing in real estate. Understanding the downsides can help you make the right choice. You may find that you still want to invest, but knowing the negatives can help you make smarter choices and protect yourself. Here's number one, there's no guarantee. Like any investment, there's no guarantee your property will appreciate or that you'll make profits. I would say it's a pretty good hedge that it's at least going to appreciate. Making profits may be another story. But many factors determine what happens, including the state of the economy, the demand for housing at any given time, and local events or occurrences. Like most investments, though, real estate almost always bounces back. So if you're in it for the long haul, you should be on target to make a profit. Number two, working as a landlord is time-consuming and exhausting. And that is the truth. Being a landlord is not for the faint at heart. You have to be a specific type of person to handle being a landlord. For example, if you buy and hold real estate, you'll want to rent it out to make money, right? Getting calls in the middle of the night about a broken pipe, clogged toilet, or barking dog next door. Number three, it's tougher to get financing. Securing financing for an owner-occupied property is typically easy if you have decent credit and stable income. You'll need a small down payment. You can usually insure the rest in the form of a fixed rate or adjustable rate loan. However, when you're buying a home as an investor, okay, for others to live in, or maybe it's a fix and flip, lenders aren't as generous with their financing options. They often have stricter requirements, including higher credit scores, lower debt to income ratios, and much higher down payments sometimes. For example, many lenders require 30% of the purchase price down on the home to secure financing, even if you have great credit. Also, if you're buying single-family homes, and you're trying to build a portfolio, most lenders won't finance you past 10 properties. So granted, you can, if you have a spouse, they can also qualify for another 10. That's a way to get 20. But it's a little bit different story in multifamily properties. And number four, cash flow isn't guaranteed. There's no guarantee that you'll always have tenants. If your tenants bail on you, the mortgage and expenses fall on your shoulders. If you have a mortgage, you must keep paying even if you aren't receiving rent for the time being. You'll need a solid reserve fund and be stable in your finances to handle any situation that may come your way. Also, there may be unexpected expenses that could cut into your cash flow, having to buy a new air conditioner, condenser, or something like that. I mean, could just wipe out the cash flow for the year. So you have to, again, be very conservative, keep a good solid reserve, and be stable in your finances, and be aware of your property too. If things are, how old is the roof? When do you expect it to go? And you start setting aside money for that roof, and you start planning and being a wise steward. So the bottom line is here, real estate is a great way to diversify your investment portfolio. You can offset the risk of high risk investments, such as money invested in the stock market, and it helps you balance out your total financial portfolio. In addition, if you invest in rental homes, you can enjoy not only the cash flow, but you have the appreciation that grows every month along with your cash flow, giving you significant capital gains when you need it most in your retirement. Real estate can be a liquid asset if you need it to be, but don't invest money you'll need right away. You do need some time to be able to liquidate things or to borrow against your property, but you can usually liquidate it within a few months if you need to. Well, that's it for today. Please note, old dog listeners, everything presented here, including some links that'll be in there that you can access, it will be outlined in detail in our show notes at the Old Dogs website at olddogsreinetwork.com/blog. And you're going to look for the episode entitled The Pros and Cons of Real Estate Investing. Remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Until next time, keep moving forward and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.